Jayaratamadhova, Jayakundabihari, Jayaratamadhova, Jayakundabihari. Gopi Jana Palla Ba Jaya Giri Varuna Ve Jaya Giri Varuna Ve Gopi Jana Palla Ba Jaya Giri Varuna Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Nanjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Nanjana Yambula Chira Manachari Nana Kunjabiyari Kunjabiyari Manachari Naya Kunjabiyari Jaya Kunjabiyari Randamadhova Jaya Kunjabiyari Randamadhova Kunjabiyari Gopi Jana Palapa Jai Giri Varuna Re Giri Varuna Re Gopi Jana Palapa Giri Varuna Re Giri Varuna Re Yasoda Nandana Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Manachari Naya Kunjabiyari Jaya Kunjabiyari Yamuna Tira Manachari Naya Kunjabiyari Jaya Kunjabiyari Jaya Randamadhova Kunjabiyari Jaya Randamadhova Jaya Kunjabiyari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parashariya, all through Tathagata Shri Shivad, is divine grace, Abhaya Chananda Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srinabhupada Kijai, Iskan Founder Acharya, Srinabhupada Kijai, Dantakoti Vaishnava Vrindi Kijai, Namacharya Srinavidas Thakur Kijai, Premse Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindiki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikopinath Sayam Kund Radha Kunda Kiri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturadam Kijai Jagadathasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shimani Dalasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindiki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachani Nivasesha Sunyavani Paschata Dejatari. So Om Gana Timidandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, welcome to the Sri Chaitanya readings and commentary, which we're doing every evening. And so, we'll start in a second. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya. Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. So we're going to share the screen, and as we've done every evening, after I finish my initial reading, those who have their hands up, not in your video window, will get a chance to read at least two people. All right, so let's share the screen now. Okay, ready to go. Oh, let me clear out the screen here for you so you don't have any black spots on it. Text 113 in the fifth chapter of the Adi Lila. Yuga manvantare dare nana avatara dharma samstapana kare adharma sanghara. In the ages and millenniums of Manu, he appears as different incarnations to establish the principles of real religion. What happened here? Please move this window. All right. Anyway, don't have to move that. He appears as different incarnations to establish the principles of real religion and vanquish the principles of irreligion. Of course, that's like the Bhagavad Gita verse. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam shri jamayaham purport. The Lord Vishnu, who lies in the ocean of milk, incarnates himself in various forms to maintain the laws of the cosmos and annihilate the causes of disturbance. Such incarnations are visible in every manvantara, that is, in the course of the reign of each Manu, who lives for 71 times 4,320,000 years. 14 such Manus take their birth and die to yield a place for the next during one day of Brahma. So, Devagane Napaya Yanharadara Shana Shirodaka Tirehai Karena Stavana. Unable to see him, the demigods go to the shore, the ocean of milk, and offer prayers to him. Purport, the denizens of heaven who live in the planetary systems beginning from Swarloka cannot even see Lord Vishnu in Shvetadvipa. Unable to reach the island, they can simply approach the beach of the milk ocean to offer transcendental prayers to the Lord, appealing to him on special occasions to appear as an incarnation. Next text. Tavayavatari kare jagatpalana anante vaibhavatanra nahiko nahika ganana. He then descends. Let me turn this off so you don't get disturbed by the phone. 1 second. He then descends to maintain the material world. His unlimited opulences cannot be counted. Se Vishnu Haya Yanna Amsha Sera Amsha Se Prabhu Nityananda Sarai Avatamsha. that Lord Vishnu is but a part of a part of a plenary portion of Lord Nityananda, who is the source of all incarnations. Purport. The Lord is Svetadvipa, has immense potency for creation and destruction. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, being Baladeva himself, the original form of Sankarsana, is the original form of the Lord of Svetadvipa. Se Vishnu Shesha Rupe Dharena Dharani. Kanha Achimahi Shire Hena Nahi Jani. That same Lord Vishnu in the form of Lord Shesha holds the planets upon his heads, although he does not know where they are, for he cannot feel their existence upon his heads. Sahasra Vishtirana Yanra Panara Mandala. Soya Jini Mani Gana Kare Jala Mala. His thousands of extended hoods are adorned with dazzling jewels surpassing the sun. Pancha Sat Koti Yojana Prithivi Vishtara. Yanra Eka Panairahe Sar Sarpa Akara. The universe, which measures 500 million yojanas in diameter, rests on one of his hoods like a mustard seed. So the Lord of Svetadvipa expands himself as Seshanaga, who sustains all the planets upon his innumerable hoods. These huge global spheres are compared to grains of mustard resting upon the spiritual hoods of Seshanaga. The scientist's law of gravity is a partial explanation of Lord Sankarsana's energy. The name Sankarsana has an etymological relationship to the idea of gravity. Wow. There is a reference to Seshanag in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 5th canto, 17th chapter, text 21, where it is said, Yamahura shastiti janma samyamam trivirivinam yamanantam rishayaha daveda siddhartam iva kvachitstittam bhumandalam murda sahasra dharmasu. O my Lord, the hymns of the Vedas proclaim that you are the effective cause for the creation, maintenance, and destruction. But in fact, you are transcendental to all limitations and are therefore known as unlimited. On your thousands of hoods rest the innumerable global spheres like grains of mustard so insignificant that you have no perception of their weight. The Bhagavatam further says, in the 5th canto, 25th chapter, text 2, Yashedam Shiti Mandalam Bhagavato Nantamurte Sahasrasai Kasmineva Shirshani Vriyamanam Siddhartha Ivad Lakshate. Lord Anantadev has thousands of hoods. Each sustains a global sphere that appears like a grain of mustard. Seta Anantashesha Bhaktavatara Ishvarera Seva Vidav Nahi Janiara. That Anantashesha is the devotee incarnation of Godhead. He knows nothing but service to Lord Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami in his Krishna Sandarbha has described Seshanaga as follows. Sri Anantadeva has thousands of faces and is fully independent, always ready to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He waits upon him constantly. Sankarsana is the first expansion of Vasudeva, and because he appears by his own will, he is called Swarat, fully independent. He is therefore infinite and transcendental to all limits of time and space. He himself appears as the thousand-headed Shesha. In the Skanda Purana, in the Ayodhya Mahatmya chapter, the demigod Indra requested Lord Shesha, who was standing before him as Lakshman, please go to your eternal abode, Vishnu Loka, where your expansion Shesha with the serpentine hoods is also present. Thus, after dispatching Lakshman to the regions of Patala, Lord Indra returned to his abode. This quotation indicates that the Sankarsana of the quadruple forms descends with Lord Rama as Lakshman. When Lord Rama disappears, Sesha again separates himself from the personality of Lakshman. Sesha then returns to his own abode in the Patala regions, and Lakshman returns to his abode in Vaikuntha. It's very interesting. Lakshmi returns to his abode in Vaikuntha. Comment on that. Of course, we have Lord Ram with his three brothers. That's Lakshman, Bart, and Shatrughna. And they are Vasudev, Sankarsan, Prajuna, and Aniruddha. And it's interesting that the different expansions of the Lord when he comes to this material world, even those that are in this world, let's say the Lord comes, all right, let me give you more explicit. When the Lord comes from the spiritual realm, descends from the spiritual realm, there are some of his expansions that are here in the material realm. And so when the Lord comes to the material realm from the spiritual world, those expansions that are already here in the material realm, which are not in touch with Maya, but are manifesting their presence within the material world, they enter into the Lord that comes down from the spiritual world. Hope you understand that one. The Lagu Bhagavatamrita gives the following description. The Sankarshan of the second group of quadruple forms appears as Rama, taking with him Sesha, who bears the global spheres. There are two features of Sesha. One is the bearer of the globes, and the other is the bedstead servitor. The Sesha who bears the globes is a potent incarnation of Sankarshan, and therefore he is sometimes also called Sankarshan. The bedstead feature of Sesha is always present, always presents himself as an eternal servitor of the Lord. So in other words, there's different manifestations of Sankarshan, there's different manifestations of Vasudeva, and actually all the expansions, all the Chaturvyuh expansions, after the first Chaturvyuh expansion, first Chaturvyuha manifestation, that's Krishna, Balaram, Prajuna, and Aniruddha, they actually come from Sankarshan. And Nityananda is the same as Balaram. There's no difference. Sahasra Vadane Kare Krishna Guna Gan Nira Vadi Guna Gana Anta Nahi Pana. With his thousands of mouths, he sings the glories of Lord Krishna. But although he always sings in that way, he does not find an end to the qualities of the Lord. Sanakani Bhagavata Shune Yanra Muke Bhagavan Nera Guna Kahi Vase Prema Suke. The four Kumaras hear Srimad Bhagavatam from his lips, and they in turn repeat it in the transcendental bliss of love of Godhead. So remember, the Kumaras, the four Kumaras, the little boys, refuse to get married, so they always remain young. That's one of the benefits. And they are the heads, or the head, or the heads, of a sampradaya. There's four sampradayas. The Kumara Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Lakshmi Sampradaya, and the Brahma Sampradaya, of which we are members. So the Kumara Sampradaya started with the four Kumaras, but obviously here we find the description of the four Kumaras taking or hearing the Bhagavatam class. Because the origin of all the four Sampradayas is God in one of his various manifestations. Like Lord Brahma, he was taking instruction from who? The Garbha Dakshai Vishnu. Because the Garbha Dakshai Vishnu was his papa, his father. And as far as Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, he didn't take help from Lakshmi to have Lord Brahma. He had Lord Brahma without his wife, Lakshmi. Pretty good. So, Chatra Paduka Shaya Upadana Vasana Arama Vasa Gyagya Sutra Singasana. He serves, now we're talking about Lord Balaram and Nityananda. He serves Lord Krishna, assuming all the following forms: umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow, garments, resting chair, residence, sacred thread, and throne, which is called a Singasana. Let's see if they use the word Singasana. Yeah. Singhasana, which means, Singha means lion. Asana means where you sit. Like you tell the devotees in the temple room, pull up an asana. The Singhasana is a lion throne upon which the Lord sits. And sometimes in the Vedic tradition, you would have kings sit on a lion throne. So when a devotee gives a class, he sits on the what? The Vyasasana. That means the seat of Srila Vyasadeva. That doesn't mean he is Srila Vyasadeva, but the seat belongs to Srila Vyasadeva, not to him. Similarly, the Singhasana, when it's used by a king, doesn't mean the king is a lion, although he may be very lion-like in his presence. It means a lion throne, because they have heads of lion on the side, lions on the side. Anyway, so Anantashesh, Balaram, Nityananda serves the Lord in these ways. In addition, we find that Krishna serves the Lord, Balaram serves Krishna as the temple, because the temple is part of the throne. So the temple is a manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why the temple is a sacred place. Etamurti Veda Kari Krishna Seva Kare Krishnara Sheshata Pana Shesha Nama Dare. He is thus called Lord Shesha, for he has attained the ultimate end of servitude to Krishna. He takes many forms for the service of Krishna, and thus he serves the Lord. Seta Ananta Yanra Kahi Eka Kala Hena Prabhu Nityananda Ke Jane Tanra Kela. That person of whom Lord Ananta is a Kala, or part of a plenary part, is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Who therefore can know the pastimes of Lord Nityananda? E Sabha Pramane Jani Nityananda Tatva Signa Tanhakki Ananta Kahi Ki Tanra Mahima. From these conclusions, we can know the limit of the truth of Lord Nityananda. But what glory is there in calling him Ananta? So I think we'll let someone else read. Let's see who we're going to let lead. Oh, Champaka, she has her hand raised. Okay, you are officially unmuted, and so you could read now.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo.
Last one went away. Sorry.
127. We're starting from 127.
Atava bhaktera vakya mani satyakari sakala sambhave tante yate avatari. But I accept it as the truth because it has been said by devotees. Since he is the source of all incarnations, everything is possible in him. Avatara avatari abheda ye jane. Purve yaiche Krishna ke keho kaho karimane. They know that there is no difference between the incarnation and the source of all incarnations. Previously, Lord Krishna was regarded in the light of different principles by different people. Keho kahe Krishna sakshat nara narayana. Keho kahe Krishna haya sakshat vamana. Some say that Krishna was directly Lord Nara Narayana, and some called him Lord Vamanadev incarnate. Keho kahe Krishna kshirota shayi avatara, asambhava nahe satya vachana sabara. Some called Lord Krishna an incarnation of Lord kshirodaka shayi. All these names are true. Nothing is impossible. Krishna yabe avatare sarvamsha ashaya sarvamsha asita be krishne te milaya. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears, he is the shelter of all plenary parts. Thus, at that time, all his plenary portions join in him. Ye ye rupe jane se taha kahe. Sakala sambhave Krishna kichu mitya nahe. In whatever form one knows the Lord, one speaks of him in that way. In this, there is no falsity, since everything is possible in Krishna. Purport. In this connection, we may mention an incident that took place between two of our sannyasis, while we were preaching the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Hyderabad. One of them said Hare Rama refers to Sri Balarama, and the other protested that Hare Rama means Lord Rama. Ultimately, the controversy came to me, and I gave the decision that if someone says that the Rama in Hare Rama is Lord Ramachandra, and someone else says that the Rama in Hare Rama is Sri Balarama, both are correct because there's no difference between Sri Balarama and Lord Rama. Here, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has stated the same conclusion. Ye ye rupe jane se taha kahe, sakala sambhave Krishna kichu mithya nahe. If someone calls Lord Ramachandra by the vibration Hare Rama, understanding it to mean, O Lord Ramachandra, he's quite right. Similarly, if one says that Hare Rama means O Sri Balarama, he is also right. Those who are aware of the Vishnu Tattva do not fight over all these details. In the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami has explained Krishna's being both Kshirodakashayi Vishnu and Narayana in the spiritual sky, and expanding in the quadruple forms known as Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He has refuted the idea that Krishna is an incarnation of Narayana. Some devotees think that Narayana is the original personality of Godhead and that Krishna is an incarnation. Even Shankaracharya, in his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, has accepted Narayana as the transcendental personality of Godhead who appeared as Krishna, the son of Devaki in Vasudeva. Therefore, this matter may be difficult to understand. But the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, headed by Rupa Goswami, has established the principle of the Bhagavad Gita that everything emanates from Krishna, who says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Bhagavad Gita 10.8, I am the original source of everything. Everything includes Narayana. Therefore, Rupa Goswami, in his Laghu Bhagavatamrita, has established that Krishna, not Narayana, is the original personality of Godhead. In this connection, he has quoted a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.15 that states, Vashantarupe shvitarai svarupar abhyadhyamane shvanukampitatma paravaresho maharam shayukto hyajopi jato bhagavan yatagni. When pure devotees of the Lord like Vasudev are greatly disturbed by dangerous demons like Kamsa, Lord Krishna joins with all his pastime expansions, such as the Lord of Vaikuntha, and although unborn, becomes manifest, just as fire becomes manifest by the friction of Arani wood. Arani wood is used to ignite a sacrificial fire without matches or any other flame. Just as fire appears from Arani wood, the Supreme Lord appears when there is friction between devotees and non-devotees. When Krishna appears, he appears in full, including within himself, all his expansions, such as Narayana, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna. Krishna is always integrated with his other incarnations, like Narsinghadev, Varaha, Vamana, Nara Narayana, Hayagriva, and Ajita. In Vrindavan, Lord Krishna sometimes exhibits the functions of such incarnations. In the Brahmanda Purana, it is said, the same personality of Godhead who is known in Vaikuntha as the four-handed Narayana, the friend of all living entities, and in the milk ocean as the lord of Shweta Dvipa, and who is the best of all Purushas, appeared as the son of Nanda. In a fire, there are many sparks of different dimensions. Some of them are very big and some are small. The small sparks are compared to the living entities, and the large sparks are compared to the Vishnu expansions of Lord Krishna. All the incarnations emanate from Krishna, and after the end of their pastimes, they again merge with Krishna. Therefore, in the various Puranas, Krishna is described sometimes as Narayana, sometimes as Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, sometimes as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, and sometimes as Vaikunthanath, the Lord of Vaikuntha. Because Krishna is always full, Mula Sankarsana is in Krishna. And since all incarnations are manifested from Mula Sankarsana, it should be understood that he can manifest different incarnations by his supreme will, even in the presence of Krishna. Great sages have therefore glorified the Lord by different names. Thus, when the original person, the source of all incarnations, is sometimes described as an incarnation, there is no discrepancy.
Okay, you can end there. I think this requires a little bit of explanation because... So what we have here is Krishna. I have to just reiterate what I've stated many times before. There's not many gods. And when Krishna expands himself as Narayan, as all these, Lord Narsingadeva, all these various incarnations, these expansions have, or they are, Krishna acting in different ways, simultaneously in different locations. But, here's a big but, this but does not negate what I just said before, but each one of those expansions of Krishna who are non-different from Krishna and don't have less potency than Krishna are exhibiting less than Krishna. So that's really the point. They're exhibiting less or something different. Like in the Narayan incarnations, or incarnation, you have them exhibiting extreme austerity. And Krishna in Vrindavan usually does not exhibit extreme austerity. Even lifting up Govardhan Hill was pretty easy for him. So, but exactly the same person. There's not many gods. And when we talk about Krishna expanding, let's relate to that particular statement in the Brahma Samhita about one candle lighting many other candles. It doesn't mean that there are other candles, but each and every candle has the same candle power. So each and every incarnation is Krishna fully, but exhibiting a partial aspect of himself rather than the intimate aspect that's exhibited in Goloka Vrindavan. And one story that illustrates this, actually I'll tell two Vrindavan stories that illustrate this, since Prabhupada made reference to this, that once upon a time, Krishna said to the gopis, "I am Lord Ram. And to prove it, I can make stones float across the Yamuna River." And the gopis didn't believe him. And they said, "Well, if you actually can make stones float, you have to get the monkeys to build the bridge." And they did. The monkeys of Vrindavan built a bridge. Another time, Krishna was at home with Mother Yashoda getting ready to go to sleep for the night. If we can actually say that Krishna goes to sleep. So Krishna was there, and Mother Yashoda was reading him stories about Lord Ram's pastimes, and Krishna jumped up on his bed and held, or like made believe, basically, that he had a bow and arrow, and he was screaming in the same way that Ram screamed at Ravan, you know, "I'm going to kill you," like that. So this shows, and so you don't see Lord Ram imitating the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan. You just don't see that. But you see Krishna imitating the pastimes of other incarnations or other expansions of his. Or other, just to be more precise, of other times he appeared and exhibited different pastimes that were not as intimate, okay? I just want to make it really clear. There's not many gods. And we talk about one manifestation merging into the body of Krishna or coming. These things are inconceivable, completely inconceivable. So then let's take the story about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that shows that he is the source of all incarnations. He is not different from Krishna. Of course, Krishna, the mood of Srimati Radharani. Once upon a time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested the mood of Nrisingadev. And he fully manifested and was running through Navadvip, scaring the heck out of everybody in Navadvip. So he was showing that he is actually Lord Nrisingadev. Another time, you know, he acted as Varaha. So these are exhibitions showing that Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Can I say they're the same person? And Lord Nrisingadev is the same person, but just exhibiting himself differently. Now, if you can't understand this, that's all right, because this is achincha. But there are not many gods. Not many gods. Krishna can appear in unlimited places simultaneously, doing different things, and because of the influence of yoga maya, sometimes he appears not to be aware of what he is doing in different places simultaneously. And that's pretty cool. So he can have fun with himself. Okay, so let's go on to someone else for the reading. Let's see who else is on the hit parade today. Let's see. Okay, we're going to choose someone who hasn't normally read. Divya Nitai Leela, you're allowed to unmute yourself right now.
Thank you, Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Text 133. Athaeva Shri Krishna Chaitanya Gosai Sarva Avatar Leela Kori Shabare Dekhai. Translation. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has exhibited to everyone all the pastimes of all the various incarnations. 134. Ei rupa nityananda ananta prakash shei bhabe kahe moi chaitanya dash. Thus, Lord Nityananda has unlimited incarnations. In transcendental emotion, he calls himself a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Kabhu guru, kabhu shakha, kabhu bhritta lila. Purva janatina bhave braje koila khela. Sometimes he serves Lord Chaitanya as his guru, sometimes as his friend, and sometimes as his servant, just as Lord Balaram played with Lord Krishna in these three different modes in Braja. Brishahana Krishna Shane Mathamathi Nirana Kabu Krishna Kare Tare Padasham Bhavana. Playing like a bull, Lord Balaram fights with Krishna head to head. And sometimes Lord Krishna massages the feet of Lord Balaram. Apana ke bhritya kori Krishna Prabhu jane Krishna ra kalar kala apana ke mane. He considers himself a servant and knows Krishna to be his master. Thus, he regards himself as a fragment of his plenary portion. Vrishayamano nardantau yuyudhyate parasparam anukritya ruter jantums cheratuhu prakrito yatha. Acting just like ordinary boys, they played like roaring bulls as they fought each other, and they imitated the calls of various animals. Forward, this and the following quotation are from Bhagavatam 10.11.40 and 10.15.14. Kvachit krida parishrantam gopa. San Gopa Bharhanam Swayam Vishramayayeti Aryam Padasam Vanandadhi Bihi. Sometimes when Lord Krishna's elder brother, Lord Balaram, felt tired after playing and lay his hand on the lap of a cowherd boy, Lord Krishna himself served him by massaging his feet. Kevyam hi vakuto ayatra daivi vanari otasaru prayo mayatsu me bhartur nanya me pi vimohini. Who is this mystic power and where has she come from? Is she a demigod or a demoness? She must be the illusory energy of my master, Lord Krishna. For who else can bewilder me? The playful pastimes of Lord caused suspicion in the mind of Lord Brahma, and therefore Lord Brahma, to test Krishna's lordship, stole all the Lord's cow and cowherd boys with his own mystic power. Sri Krishna responded, however, by replacing all the cows and the boys in the field. Lord Balaram's thoughts of astonishment at such wonderful retaliation are recorded in this verse, Bhagavatam 10.11, 13.37. Yasya agnire pankajarajo khila loka pale mulyati uttamair dhrityam upashita tirtha tirtham brahma bhavo hamapi yasya Kola ka kolayaha shrishchoda vahema chiram asya nirpasanam kva. What is the value of a thorn thrown to Lord Krishna? The masters of the various planetary systems accept the dust of his lotus feet on their crowned heads. That dust makes the holy places sacred, and even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, and I myself, who are all portions of his plenary portions, eternally carry that dust on our heads. Purport: when the Kauravas, to flatter Baladev so that he would become their ally, spoke ill of Sri Krishna, Lord Baladev was angry and spoke this verse. Bhagavatam 10.68.37. Ekala Ishara Krishna Arshava Vritta Jari Jai Che Na Che Eita Tai Che Karin Vritta. Lord Krishna alone is the supreme controller and all others are his servants. They dance as he make them do so. Ei Matto Chaitanya Goshai Ekala Ishara Arshav Parishada Kahe Bakinkar. Thus Lord Chaitanya is also the only controller. All others are his associates or servants. Guru Varga Nityananda Atvaita Vacharya Shivashadi Arjato Laghu Shama Arjo Shava Parishada Shava Lilar Shahai Shava Lana Nija Koriya Shadhe Gaura Rai. His elders, such as Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and Shivas Thakur, as well as his other devotees, whether his juniors, equals, or superiors, are all his associates who help him in his pastimes. Lord Gauranga fulfills his aim with their help.
Okay, you can end. Thank you for reading.
Thank you, Bharat.
She is actually an eternal resident. She was born in the Holy Dham. So.
Krishna.
Fortunate to have her reading today. So let's see who else we're going to have read now. This is very nectarian. Okay, so here's someone who hasn't read before. Mohanananda and Lavanga. You can read now if you want. You can unmute yourselves.
Dhanyavad Pranam Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Advaita Acharya Nityananda Tui Anga দুই জন প্রভুর কিছুরঙ্গা শ্রী অদ্বৈত আচার্য অ্যান্ড শ্রী নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু হু আর প্লিনারি পার্টস অফ দ লর্ড আর হিস প্রিন্সিপাল অ্যাসোসিয়েটস with these two the lord performs his pastimes in various ways advaita acharya goshani sakshat ishvara prabhu guri kare guru kari mane tinho ta kinkara lord advaita acharya is directly the supreme personality of godhead although lord chaitanya accepts him as his perceptor advaita acharya is a servant of the lord purport lord chaitanya always offered respects to advaita prabhu as he would to his father because Advaita was even older than his father. Yet Advaita Prabhu always considered himself a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Advaita Prabhu and Ishwara Puri, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master, were both disciples of Madhavendra Puri, who was also the spiritual master of Nityananda Prabhu. Thus, Advaita Prabhu, as Lord Chaitanya's spiritual uncle, was always to be respected because one should respect one's spiritual master's godbrothers as one respects one's spiritual master. Because of all these considerations, Sri Advaita Prabhu was superior to Lord Chaitanya, yet Advaita Prabhu considered himself Lord Chaitanya's subordinate. Acharya Goshanira Tatva Nayaya Katana Krishna Avatariyen Ho Tarila Bhuvana. I cannot describe the truth of Advaita Acharya. He has delivered the entire world by making Lord Krishna descend. Nityananda Swarupa Purve Haiya Lakshmana Lagu Bhrata Haiya Kare Ramera Shevana. Lord Nityananda Swarupa formerly appeared as Lakshmana and served Lord Ramachandra as his younger brother. Among the sannyasis of the Sankara Sampradaya, there are different names for brahmacharis. Each sannyasi has some assistants known as brahmacharis who are called by different names according to the names of the sannyasi. Among such brahmacharis, there are four names: Swarupa, Ananda, Prakasha, and Chaitanya. Nityananda Prabhu maintained himself as a brahmachari. He never took sannyasa. As a brahmachari, his name was Nityananda Swarupa, and therefore the sannyasi under whom he was living must have been from the Tirthas or Ashramas of the Sankara Sampradaya, because one of the names for the assistant brahmachari of such a sannyasi is Swarupa. Ramera Charitra Sabha Dukhera Karana Swatantra Leelaya Dukha Sahena Lakshmana. The activities of Lord Rama were full of suffering, but Lakshmana of his own accord tolerated that suffering. Nisheda Karite Nare Yate Chota Bhai Mauna Dhari Rahe Lakshmana Mane Dukha Pai. As a younger brother, he could not stop Lord Rama from his resolution, and so he remained silent, although unhappy in his mind. Krishna avatare jesta hela severa karana Krishna ke karaila nana shuka ashwadhana. When Lord Krishna appeared, he, Balarama, became his elder brother to serve him to his heart's content and make him enjoy all sorts of happiness. Rama Lakshmana Krishna Ramera Amsa Vishesha Avatara Kale Donhe Donhate Pravesa. Sri Rama and Sri Lakshmana, who are plenary portions of Lord Krishna and Lord Balarama, respectively, entered into them at the time of Krishna's and Balarama's appearance. With reference to the Vishnu, Dharmottara, the Lagu Bhagavatamurta, explains that Rama is an incarnation of Vasudeva, Lakshmana is an incarnation of Sankarsana, Bharata is an incarnation of Prajumna, and Shatrughna is an incarnation of Aniruddha. The Padma Purana describes that Ramachandra is Narayana, and that Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna are respectively Sesha, Chakra, and Sankha, the conch shell in the hand of Narayana. In the Rama Gita of the Skanda Purana, Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna have been described as the triple attendants of Lord Rama.
Okay. Thank you very much for reading. So that's all we'll go as far as the reading today. So I just wanted to comment a little bit about this particular pastime, because it's mentioned here. Let me actually stop sharing so everybody can see everybody else's face for a second. So it's mentioned here that Lakshman was very unhappy about many things that Lord Ram did. So what to do about that? Well, I'll tell you what happened because of that. After Lakshman served Lord Ram so faithfully, didn't say anything to Lord Ram when he disagreed with Lord Ram, following etiquette, then Lord Ram said to Lakshman, "I'm very pleased with you. What do you want?" And Lakshman said, "I don't want to be your younger brother anymore. From now on, I want to be your elder brother," and that's why he appeared as Balaram. Now, it's interesting that Krishna did not always observe that etiquette with Balaram. And we have the story, of course, where Balaram wanted to get Subhadra married to Duryodhana, and Krishna didn't like the idea, so he arranged for the kidnapping of Subhadra by Arjuna. So we find a little bit difference in those pastimes there. I know what else I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respecting Advaitacharya. Because Advaitacharya, as mentioned before, was actually the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, who was Ishwara Puri. And so Advaitacharya did not like to get respected by Lord Chaitanya, that is, because he considered Lord Chaitanya to be the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Advaitacharya had this whole scheme in which he began to teach what's called the Yoga Vashishta, which doesn't teach pure devotional service, obviously. So he began to teach that to arouse the anger of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to make a long story short, went with Lord Nityananda to the house of Advaitacharya to chastise him and started to literally beat him up. And he was only stopped by Advaitacharya's wife, who said, "You're going to kill the old man." And Lord Chaitanya said, "I don't care. He's committed a great offense." And so Advaitacharya started dancing in ecstasy when he was chastised by Lord Chaitanya, because he actually wanted to be chastised by Lord Chaitanya and not respected by Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed the etiquette generally of respecting Advaitacharya, but not in this particular case. So now we can take some questions. Who wants to ask a question? No questions.
I have a question, Maharaj.
Okay. Okay, ask a question.
Maharaj, since you are wonderfully explaining the Vishnu Tattva expansion, why Narayan, being Krishna, not allowing to exhibit that intimacy with Lakshmi Devi instead of making her doing severe austerities since a long time until today?
Yeah. Why? Pastimes. Lakshmi keeps doing austerities to enter into the rasa dance of Krishna, the intimate pastimes of Vrindavan. She's not able to because she's attached to her opulent mode of worship. Now, this is a pastime. Now, of course, Lakshmi is an expansion of Radharani, ultimately. We understand that. And Vishnu is an expansion of Krishna. And they're the same person. But this is inconceivable. These are pastimes where the Lord expands himself or acts differently in different circumstances simultaneously, and sometimes doesn't appear to know what's happening with his various incarnations. I'll give you an example of that. Once upon a time, the story is in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, Lord Vishnu, he wanted to see Krishna and Arjuna. And in order to see Krishna and Arjuna, he did something really wild. He kept taking the sons of a Brahmana right after they were born. And he kept disappearing. Whoops, someone's crying. Let me put that. Okay, that was Madhava's house. So anyway, so he kept, Lord Vishnu kept stealing the sons of a Brahmana, and this was in Dwarka, and Arjuna went and said that I will protect your sons, and if I can't protect your sons after they're born or keep your sons from dying or being taken away, then I will actually leave my body. And so what happened after that is that as Arjuna was guarding the Brahmin's house, the son was taken away, and then he got ready to commit suicide, I guess, you know, to leave his body in a bona fide way. Don't worry, there's no bona fide way for you. And so Krishna said that's not a good idea, so he and Arjuna had to get on his chariot, go through all the coverings of the material universe, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, go through the Brahmajyoti to see Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu said, I did this just because I wanted to see you. And that's amazing. So you have Krishna in one form going to see another, see an expansion of his, and that expansion of his had to make a trick to see Krishna. This is really inconceivable, and they're all the same person. So if you ask me, do you understand this? I would be lying to say that I understand it in any way more than philosophically, because it is inconceivable. How can the same person be in different places, unlimited places, simultaneously, and not know what he's doing, or decide to not know what he's doing because of the influence of Yogamaya? Right?
Yes.
It's inconceivable. I mean, if someone says they know, they understand it perfectly, they don't. You know, they may be able to give a philosophical explanation like I can, but to really understand it perfectly, oh my God. I mean, even as I mentioned before, I gave an example that the scientists who study quantum mechanics, they have this statement, they say, if anyone says that they understand quantum mechanics, they don't understand it. Because even the scientists who study it don't understand quantum mechanics. And as far as quantum mechanics is concerned, it's infinitely simpler than understanding the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna's inconceivable. That's the nature of God. He can do inconceivable things that of course, inconceivable means that we can't conceive of. Anyway, interesting. I was going to just like repeat myself. He can do inconceivable things that we can't conceive of. Very nice. That's pretty stupid. Anyway, so he can do things that we can't possibly conceive of. He's unlimited. And even Ananta Shesh, who is Krishna's expansion, is trying to come to the end of Krishna's glorification, and he can't come to the end of Krishna's glorification. So this is the nature of God. And whatever he does, whatever Krishna does is lila. Even when he comes, Puritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chadushkutam, to annihilate the miscreants, establish religious principles, and protect the devotees. Hopefully he comes to protect me. So he does this. This is lila. Because he doesn't have to come to do those things because his energies can do those things. So when someone asks, why does Krishna do this or do that in a particular way, the only answer is because he wants to. It's lila. He's enjoying. Everything he does is for enjoyment. So, you know, we can appreciate, when I hear all these descriptions, you know, Krishna doing things with his different expansions, like Krishna and Balaram are the same person, and they're having all these interactions, and Balaram doesn't seem to know that Krishna has actually appeared as all the coward boys and the calves, and finally Krishna reveals it to him. You know, it's just like, it's inconceivable. It's actually inconceivable. But it's wonderful, because we can appreciate the inconceivable. We can love the inconceivable. And because Krishna is so powerful, he can do anything and everything, and then he still loves us. I mean, that's real love. Someone who is independent, can have anything he wants, can do anything he wants, with anyone he wants, and then he still cares a lot for us. Usually you find a really important man, you know, sometimes what I do, I try to send a text message to a really important man, and he never responds. Never responds. You know, I go on Facebook and find an important person's, like, I send a text message to Donald Trump, please join the Hare Krishna movement. And he never responded. Not at all. So, you know, imagine someone with great power can do anything. I mean, you'd never be able to contact such a person like that. What to speak of seeing such a person. But Krishna is so merciful, you chant his holy names, you pray to him, you worship his deity form, and he's interacting personally with you, and he loves you, and he wants you back with him, and he's thinking of you. There's like that story in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Krishna is so happy to have Gopakumar, who is Sarupa, back with him, that he faints. He says, you know, I'm just waiting for you. And I was becoming your spiritual master to bring you back. That is the greatness of God. I mean, if you talk about the greatness of God, the real greatness to me is his compassion and love. His unlimited love and compassion. To me, that is his real greatness. The other things, yeah, they're great. But I just get overwhelmed by thinking of how compassionate he is to us, in spite of trying to avoid him and ignore him. Does that answer your question, Prime Govinda?
Yes, Maharaj, very nice. Just curious, will Lakshmi get this or?
Lakshmi never enters into the rasa dance because she's attached to her mode of worship of opulence.
So what will happen, you know, Maharaj, if she keeps on meditating?
She enters into it as Radharani, as the gopis. I mean, anyway, these are all pastimes. You know what? And Lakshmi's relationship, it's very interesting, Lakshmi's relationship with Lord Vishnu is very interesting because she's serving him in awe and reverence. There's that story that once upon a time, Narada Muni, he wanted to have some Mahaprasadam. And you, of course, know this story. And so he went to Lakshmi, and he began to serve Lakshmi for many, 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 many years so that he could get the prasadam remnants from Lord Vishnu. So after he served Lakshmi, I forget how many years, like 100 celestial years or something like that, Lakshmi says, all right, what do you want? And Narada Muni says, I want prasadam remnants. And Lakshmi had been told previously by Lord Vishnu not to give any of his remnants. And so she was scared. What am I going to do? She was in a dilemma. So she approached Lord Vishnu, ultimately, you know, with her hands folded, and said, I made a mistake, Lord Vishnu. What should I do? And he said, well, give him the Mahaprasadam when I'm not looking. And she gave Narada Muni the Mahaprasadam. Narada Muni started dancing. This is the whole story. And Lord Shiva got a little bit from Narada Muni's fingernails that was left over. And Durga got upset because she didn't get any. And then she was praying to Lord Vishnu. And ultimately, she got Lord Vishnu to agree to give us all Mahaprasadam in this material world. So that's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful story. Chaitanya Mangal story.
Yes.
Lochan Das Thakur Chaitanya Mangal story. Beautiful, beautiful story. So the point is that, yeah, Just like, I mean, I don't want to give a mundane example. I guess I have to. Just like we may act in a certain way on a stage. And if we get really into, whoops, sorry, someone sent me a message, a chat. So if we get really into our role, there's this type of acting called, that Stanislavski taught, which is called method acting, where you really get into your role in a play. I don't know, did you? Of course, you probably never did a play in your life. But anyway, so you really get into your whatever, whoever you're playing, you really get into that role. And then when you're really into that role, you actually forget about your other life. Don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, that happens. Like when Champaka was doing the play the other day, she really got into her role. She manifested that particular personality or those different personalities. And she forgot that she was Champaka. And anyway, you get into roles, different roles. I mean, just like in an ordinary person's life. Okay, I get into the role that I'm a guru. And I think, I'm a guru. And then I forget that I'm a servant of Krishna. That would be bad. Anyway. I think that I'm the boss. Ishwaraham, aham bhogi, siddham balavan suki. I guess see people agreeing with me. So anyway, so I forget that I... Mother Irma is agreeing. Yeah, you do it. So anyway... I get into the role. I mean, actually, just like I was talking to one of my disciples before this class, I was telling him to do certain things. And he said, what do you think I am, one of your chumchas? You know, like, yes, man. And I said, yes. So, anyway, you get into certain roles and you actually forget what you are in your real life. So I guess it's something like that. You know, Krishna gets into different roles and he really gets into it. He's the best method actor. You know, here I am as Lord Nrsingha, not me, but Krishna is Lord Nrsingadev. Like when Lord Chaitanya got into the role of Lord Nrsingadev and was going around now with weep terrorizing everybody, he was really into it. He had to be reminded, hey, you're Patita Pavana. You're supposed to save all the conditioned souls, not Patita Nashana. You're not supposed to tear everybody. And just one final question, because does Balaram expand as everything, Mridanga cartels? The Lord's paraphernalia. Prabhupada actually would refer to Mridanga as Sri Mridanga. So these are expansions or energies. Sometimes you could have an expansion that's an empowered expansion, like you have Krishna with the Shaktivesh avatars. So Balaram, I mean, if you took literally, let's say that the temple was Vishnu Tattva, I don't think you'd come into the temple and walk on the temple floor with your feet. So Balaram expands himself in some amazing way to serve in that particular fashion as the temple. Because I don't think you would be walking on the floor of the temple if you thought the whole temple was Vishnu Tattva. So anyway, we should end now because it's time. We'll see everybody tomorrow evening. Same time, same station. Interesting discussion.
Thank you, Maharaj.